Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, and thanks for logging on to YAT Radio. It's time for Breaking Chains, Raising the Sound, featuring the spirit-filled, soothing sound of a mind-blowing experience. Sponsored by the Williams Music Group.
All right. Thank you very much. Want to say good afternoon. God bless you. I greet you in the name of God the Father, God the Son, Jesus the Christ, God the Holy Spirit. I pray all is well with everyone out there all throughout the land that's got us turned on. Thank you for tuning in, Raising the Sound, Breaking Chains. Let's humble ourselves and go before the throne and say a prayer to God as we usually do. Most gracious and merciful Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, Lord God, we come led of the Holy Spirit to give you all the honor, the glory, and the praise. Lord God, we thank you for this day, for opening our eyes, breathing our bodies to see your beautiful creation. Lord God, thank you for allowing us to take a look in the mirror, seeing your beautiful creation in us as well, Lord God. Father God, open us up this afternoon, Father God, to express glory in you, Father God, and to hopefully help someone out there to open their ears, Father God, to learn some things today, Father God. Bless the microphones, the broadcaster, and the listeners out there today. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ. All people say amen, amen, and amen. All right, everybody, suit up. Put on your full armor. God, you know what time it is. It's time to break chains, raising the sound, and signing on. YAT Radio, let's go get it, y'all. It's going to be big.
Let's go. I don't know what you're going through, but we stopped by to tell you that what's in front of you is bigger than what's behind you. Your destiny, your promise, your future. You might as well shout before you get it, because God sent me here to tell you that what he has for you is going to be big.
I believe
that it's my season.
That it's my season.
You ought to declare that over your own life. Say, I believe.
And I believe
that it's my time.
That it's my time.
It's my time.
It's my time.
And I can feel it.
And I can feel it.
Say, breakthroughs in the room.
Breakthroughs in the room.
It's yours if you want it. Anticipating.
Anticipating.
God's getting ready to move.
God's getting ready to move.
Listen, you ought to declare this over your own life. Say it.
For I know
God,
my God,
he's working,
a miracle.
Just for me.
Just for me.
And it's gonna be. I'm running into destiny, shouting into my promise. Why?
God's gonna open the windows of heaven,
oh,
pour me out a blessing.
I won't have room.
I'll be rolling.
You're listening to Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137.
And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org.
All right. Thank you, big bro. Listen, let me tell you something. That song right there by Pastor Mike, it's something about that song, man. It just man, the spirit man inside of me just be leaping. So I have to leap with him because, you know, he has control. But there's something about that, man, that should just motivate you, inspire you, just feed into your spirit, man. That, oh, my God. Listen, man, you just got to believe it, though. How you doing? Welcome back to the show. Pastor Rod stepping in. It's Breaking Chains, Raising the Sound. Let me tell you something. We've been having some powerful, powerful shows. I tell you. Last week, we brought on our first executive, Ms. Amberly Harris, was our female executive. And today, I'm going to bring on another someone dear and special to my heart. I've been knowing this gentleman for a long, long time. And I tell you what, powerful man. And I want to introduce to everybody and welcome to Raising the Sound, Mr. Jeffrey Hedgman. How you doing, sir? Good afternoon. Welcome to the show.
Oh, such a great pleasure to be with you this afternoon. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, man. I tell you, I'm actually looking forward to having a conversation with you wide open like this so people can learn some things today. They don't know who Mr. Jeffrey Hedgman is like I know, so, you know.
Yes, well, I can only tell you I've been holding back and then taking a great big deep breath and sitting on the edge of my chair waiting to get a chance to chat with you.
That's great, man. That's great. So everybody, let me put this out here. This show right here is going to be totally different from all the other shows because Mr. Hedgman is a strict businessman, straight to the point, and we're going to have direct conversation. So get your pen and pad out because I don't want you to miss anything. It's going to be one of those type of shows because he is – let's get it. Okay, so let's start off like this, sir. Start off by telling everyone about Mr. Jeffrey Hedgman. Who is Mr. Jeffrey Hedgman?
Well, Jeffrey Hedgman grew up in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. He's been a media broadcasting business person, I guess, since the year of 1970. So, gosh, Pastor Rod, that makes 5-1. And do you let people on your program that's vintage, you know, 51 years? But anyway, I came up through the ranks, guy.
Yes, sir.
You know, I started off as an announcer, started off very humbly doing a jazz program on Sunday nights. Hmm. And then kind of moved my way around the radio station. I guess the best part of some of the blue-collar experience, I want to call it, is when I used to babysit the board and hold it down on Sunday mornings when all of the quartets and the groups would come in dragging guitars, amplifiers, and all kinds of stuff into the studio. You know, you call it Raising the Sound, Breaking Change. I call it breaking the microphones, breaking the studio, and breaking the windows. You know?
Yes.
But at any rate, I guess in the 70s on air, in the 80s, programming and production, and in the 90s and 2000s in senior management and corporate, and ultimately migrating to media ownership and, you know, just trying to do the right thing. Right now, I am president and CEO of a company I founded back in 2007, Full Spectrum Broadcasting. And I tell you, 2007 was a bizarre media year, and that was the year that the media bubble bursts, for lack of a better way of putting it, and new emerging technologies took over the financial markets. And all of a sudden, all of the venture capitalists, all of the equity partners and investment bankers went and hid under rocks when our terrestrial radio sector would come out trying to shop deals and get investment capital. The money dried up and it went other places. Now, you know, the best perspective, I guess, would be if you were to think back to the 70s when cable first came onto the scene. And cable was when you got this company to come to your house, string this wire in, and you would screw this wire into the back of your television. And then all of a sudden you start getting all kinds of other stations, television stations. Well, think about it. It took 25 years for cable to penetrate and finally for the emerging technology to kind of catch up with the way, you know, trends wanted to go. See, that's always the fun part of being in business. You know, you have the idea, mm-hmm. and you're ready to go, but it's, I mean, you've got the idea, you're ready to go, you've got the knowledge, but the single biggest issue is going to be execution. And that execution, you know, that's probably the toughest part of any business operation, is being able to execute what you've so carefully planned for and what you forecasted, what you really wanted to do. Now you got to execute that. And that's what really makes it fun, trying to execute the things that you see, your vision, and the way it wants to go. Now, emerging technologies have made things a lot easier now. Unfortunately, it doesn't include some of the old G mannerisms that we still kind of try to hold on to, you know, hold it near and dear to your heart, but you got to figure out how to let it go and to find your own lane now, or find your own space. And, gosh, you know, I could go on and on, and I don't want to dominate the things that I've got on my mind, because I'm going to end up going all over the place. I want to take your direction, Reverend Rod, and, you know, kind of address the things that you want. But, gosh, it's still a very, very exciting industry to me. And I really can't see myself doing anything else. The thing that I can say that I do is that I've modified the business model to adapt to what's going on now. When I first started Full Spectrum Broadcasting, you know, all we wanted to do was, you know, go out and try to acquire radio stations and build a company throughout the South and Southeast of radio stations and continue to broadcast through the traditional terrestrial way. Well, you know, that may not be as popular as it was right now, but remember, I told you about a bubble that burst in 2007. But guess what? The cycle is coming back around. And that's what things always do. It's always a cycle. And, well, you could probably relate some biblical terms to what cycles around and what comes back and what dominates, you know. I guess what I'm trying to say is that at the end of everything, it's all going to be about the grace of God. It's really nothing but the grace
that
allows you to do what you do. I'm trying not to chop it too hard for you, but it ain't nothing but the grace.
Nothing but
the grace.
Amen to that.
Nothing but. But anyway,
wow.
I think about the business. I think about the different sets of customers we all have in the radio broadcasting business. You know, we have about 3-4 sets of customers. We've got the audience. Well, that's our customers. And then we've got the advertisers. Those are our customers. And we have the artists that, provide the content. You know, the talent and the artists that provide the content.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got the teams. The teams of people who you put together, and you got to balance all of that stuff out in order to come up with a product or content that people ultimately listen to that haven't a clue as to what all is going on the other side of the line, you know. But it takes a whole lot. It takes a whole lot. And you got to have that grace in order to be able to continue to move forward.
That's right. Definitely. You won't move forward without it. You can't do it. It's something, when you said that Ecclesiastes 1:9 came up when you was talking about that, where it says that, what has been will be again. What has been done will be done again. There's nothing new under the sun. That cycle you talked about is going to repeat itself. It's going to come back. And we're all going to see it. So prepare yourself for it. You know, Mr. Hedgeman, you were talking just then. You walked us through your life, and I really appreciate you doing that. So now I want to break some of that down, because there are a lot of people that have been tuning in here, learning and getting educated, and bringing executives on is a plus to different artists out there that are listening, learning, music people, because this is targeted to music. And you know, my mother asked me, she said, well, your Sunday show, you're doing 7 days, so what's with the... And I told her that Sunday was all about just reaching back to my roots and my tool that I was blessed with. And when you talk about back in the 70s, let's talk about what radio was like then compared to what radio is all about right now, where we are today. The big difference, because seeing that then and where it is now, wow, what a big change. And a lot of artists are not able to get their music in, and things are totally different now. Let's talk about a difference right now, if you don't mind.
You know, I love this, because, you know, when people, you know, I call myself a media consultant now, and people call me for my years of expertise, and I say, you know, I really haven't a clue as to how you get a song added to a radio station anymore.
Wow.
I mean, you know, when we were all coming up, let me clarify. I do have a clue, but I don't have a clue. You know, when we were all coming up, we knew on Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday of each week, you'd be at the radio station, and all of a sudden, a parade of individuals would start coming in with their silver briefcases and their records, and they'd come in for their opportunity or their 5 minutes to sit down with a program director and say, okay, this is what I have for you this week. Oh, this is fire. Don't you want to hear this? You know, and they would come in and drop the needle on songs, and all of a sudden you'd say yay or nay, or, you know, you'd send them on their way. But you'd always look forward to that one that shocks you out of your pants. You know, whoa, what is this? You know, kind of like what a Beyonce would do now. You know, when that crossed your desk back then, you know, that was something amazing and something that was, you know, history beginning to make itself.
Mm-hmm.
I say that because now it is so technical, where, you know, sound scans and BBS, you know, I don't even know what all of that stuff means, other than it's the electronic way of doing what we used to do on those days when they call them record promoters, would show up at your office and preview or expose you to music that was coming out. Now for artists, as far as I'm concerned, you know, and the way I advise customers and clients, you know, you almost have to, unless you're already well established, you have to, you know, kind of make yourself hot in the marketplace on your own. And then all of a sudden, they all start looking for you. Who is this artist? What is this I just heard? Or what is this everybody has been talking about? What is this that's been blowing up on the internet or on all of the different social media platforms? And then all of a sudden, the radio stations start looking for you. So you've made yourself hot as an artist, you know, pretty much on your own. So you've got to be the talent. You've got to be the artist. You've got to be the promoter. You've got to go out and perform. I mean, it's just so much to it now. And once again, we circle back around to nothing but the grace. You know, in order for you to do all of that, you've got to have the support of the Almighty to be able to take yourself to the next level. You got to have it.
That's a must. You know, starting radio in the 70s, when radio was going on then, there was not a lot of, you sat under and you watched different big names or whatever, because I know I sat up under a lot of names when I was coming up in radio in the 80s. So, you know what I'm saying? I got to start then. But, you know, right now.
Well, you know, you've got radio DNA. You know, come on, let's go ahead and lay the cards on the table. So let's talk about Ricky Wake. You know, talk about your DNA.
This is Mr. Jeffrey Hedgman Day.
You know, and talk about that brother of yours. You know, who's still got one of the smoothest and the best voice. You know, how you got my voice competing with his voice on your show? You know, when you know how that Dre break it down. You know, he's killing them. You know, back in Atlanta at the most pivotal time of the business. You know, but that's what those cycles do. Take it back to the Ricky Williams days. I'm talking, what are we talking? 60s, 70s.
Yes. Uh-huh.
You know. And then, it's me, you know, my era coming in the 70s, you know, 80s. And then, you growing up under all of this stuff, you can't help it. It's like my son. My son grew up, my son and daughter grew up in radio households,
yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Traveling around to the different markets.
That's right.
You know, operating radio stations, you know, having the wonderful experiences. And they're sitting there watching you, and you
That's
don't
right.
think they're paying attention. But, but now, you know, look at you and look at what you're doing and look at how, you know, that Ricky Williams is looking down, boy. So proud, you know, and I'm so proud, too, you know. And, you know, throughout it all, that's what we're doing. We're just trying to hold it down for a while until we pass the torch and you know, make way for, you know, others to take it to the next level. My son, you know, he doesn't do anything like I did it. You know, it's flat out not the same game for a lot of you guys that it was for me. I was, you know, very much into my career by the age of 14. And you know, never looked back. But that's the good news. But the bad news is that it robbed me of my childhood. It robbed me of my high school life. It robbed me of my college life. But guess what? You know, I was doing all of the flashy things by the time I was 19 or 20 that a lot of the artists, you know, have the opportunity to do. You know, I did as a radio broadcaster or as a DJ. You know, I remember going in and owning certain markets, just owning it, and then gravitating towards the niche that would, you know, can continue to push my career forward. You know, whether it was it, not like you, where programming was a real a real issue, you know. It was more of a production and more of a business cycle that ultimately took over my career, where a lot of people, you know, did really well as on-air personalities. I don't think I would have made it that far as an on-air person, but I slayed it or I killed it in the production arena. And took it and converted that, you know, into the business that I have today. You know, when I first came to Mobile, Alabama, it was 1987. And, you know, it started as a conversation, you know, over at 1204 Dolphin Street, where everything was, you know, there was a couch where, you know, people would come in and sit on that couch. You know, they talk about the red table and all that other stuff going on now.
Yeah.
But, you know, at 1204, you know, there was a couch, man. And, you know, you wouldn't realize who you'd walk into that lobby and see sitting on that couch, you know, just talking. And I ended up just talking and having a conversation with people, and little did I know that, you know, they were actually listening to what I was saying. And I was talking about, well, you know, you got to treat production like it's the business of the radio station. It is the business of the radio station because, you know, it's the creative end that you guys go out and create the value and sell and provide the results for the advertisers. And you blend that in with, you know, what the listeners are enjoying. Oh, gosh, Rock, I can tell you some stuff. You know, I don't know if you're probably a youngster in the market. Oh, excuse me. I didn't mean to put you on blast like that.
No.
In 1987, I ultimately ended up here in Mobile, and I was brought in as a production director. And the program director said, okay, if I got to do an air shift, you got to get on the air too. So he split his midday shift up. He said, hey, I'll take these 2 hours and you take these 3 hours. And, you know, we'll keep it moving that way. But my function was to get in here and be the creative services director and create content that the sellers could go out there and produce results for their advertisers. And I guess from the programming side of it, my responsibility was, you know, what they call imaging now. My responsibility was to help put together promos and things that, you know, kept the listeners excited. Now, this is what I was getting ready to allude to with you. I guess one of the biggest things I did that kind of blew everybody away was a promotion that the station did that they called the Gulf Coast Lotto. Now, you probably don't remember this, Reverend Rob, but the Gulf Coast Lotto was just some variation of a lottery, but, you know, you just call in and you'd win the contest. But what blew their heads off was that I had a full-scale production, although it was analog, I had a full-scale production studios, multi-track studios set up in the back, aside and different from their regular studios. And I would bring major artists in whenever they'd come and do promotional swing throughs. They couldn't leave the radio station until they came back into my studio. And I guess the one that made the biggest splash was when I had Roger Troutman in there with that voice box thing, talking about the Gulf Coast Lotto. And it just, people said, you did that here in Mobile? And of course, you know, we did it. That's when it was fun.
Wow.
And that's, I don't know. Don't let me get going. Yeah, what's the next question?
but see, I'm good with that because, you know what I'm saying, that's vintage because, believe it or not, I do remember that. Matter of fact, I was at BLX at the time.
Oh, okay.
I was there, let me see. Was that Gerard Raines there too? Was Gerard there?
No, Gerard was already out. It was your brother's best friend who was there.
That's right. It was Tony
your
Brown.
Your brother's friend. Absolutely. There you go.
Yeah. Tony was the PD. Yeah. Because at that time, I remember you having the studio in the back there. I was doing overnights at that time. Yeah. I was overnights with Chuck.
And you remember I told you about how the radio DNA worked. Back when that studio was all the way in the back.
Yeah.
I had a five-year-old son that would sit in the chair and watch me do all of that stuff.
Wow.
Every day. And grew up, you know, with all of those personalities that came through, you know, and ultimately ended up in Atlanta and into St. Louis and all of the big markets. And you know, that's just like you, that radio DNA, boy, it's just amazing, you know?
Yes, it is. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to step into a song really quick. We're going to come back, get involved in the conversation. You want to talk to Mr. Jeffrey Hedgman at the end of the show. The line is always going to be open for you if anybody wants to talk to him. You know, ask questions, makes comments, 858-357-9137. Enjoy the show. It's Breaking Chains. Our special guest executive today, Mr. Jeffrey Hedgman, Full Spectrum Broadcasting, LLC. Breaking Chains, YAT Radio. We're live, y'all. Hang on.
You're listening to Breaking Chains, Raising the Sound on YAT Radio.
All right. Welcome back to the show, Breaking Chains. What's going on? Being brought to you by the Williams Music Group. Pastor Rod's hanging out with Mr. Jeffrey Hedgman, Full Spectrum Broadcasting. You know, this show here, Mr. Hedgman, really goes way back for me as well. You bringing up some memories, man, that you know, I know about. I can remember people that I know. And you've been around a very long time. You have some knowledge, a lot of knowledge to share with executives, period, whether they're in broadcasting, you know, because there's different types of business, but the way you handle business is business. And I think a lot of that is absent today. There's a lot of things that are, you talked about, you know, how we grew up and, you know what I'm saying, how you grew through the business, what you learned. A lot of that, no disrespect to anyone, but a lot of things that are absent today in the business of broadcasting and media, period, has definitely changed. Do you think that by the way that media has changed over the time period, tell me the pros and the cons that has affected everything in the media, actually, from the music to the television. Talk about that for a minute.
Well, I think that there was a level of respect back in our time, earlier, you know, let's take the Federal Communications Commission, for example. You know, who is the FCC now? Who, you know, back then, if you mentioned those three letters, FCC, and you were a broadcaster, you would start shaking. You would start looking over your shoulder to make sure you're doing the correct thing. And now if you say that, you know, you know, I say who? What? I don't care nothing about them, you know.
Wow.
And there was a level of respect that, you know, each year I see the level of respect kind of dwindling. And talk about the public company. When you were a single standalone ma and pa operator, if you were Dickie Roberts, you know, just sitting down there at the end of Gum Street, you know, trying to be humble and, you know, trying to, you know, serve the community like they say your license is supposed, you know, you get a license, the first priority of that license is you to serve the community. Well, you know, now you have a Wall Street company that owns 3 or 4, 5 different radio properties within a given market. They pretty much have the edge in whatever format or audience that they're targeting. And it comes down to 1-2 players. And then everybody else is forced to hold on to their radio license for dear life. You know, so it now is more important for you to possess the radio license. Never mind the fact that, you know, you want to be able to say the weather when the bad weather is, you know, say like the TV station, you know, when the cold red weather is coming your way, you know, you turn to the radio station, there's no telling what you'd be listening to. It won't be cold red weather. It'd be something else. But, you know, your question was to make a comparison of the 70s, 80s, and now where we are today. And, you know, it's really about the shareholders, or it's really about who possesses the actual license from the FCC and how they're holding on to it for dear life. You talk about breaking chains. I'm going to throw some names out there that are not going to go well with some of the people who are on the other end, Pastor Rob, but if you hold on to me for a minute,
gotcha,
let me
sir.
Throw these names out. All right, here's the first name I'm going to throw out. I'm going to throw out Don Imus.
Mm.
Don Imus, I think, was a broadcaster out of the New York area. His positioning was Imus in the morning, you know, the old jingles and all of that stuff. He was a controversial broadcaster. Throw another name out. But before I throw that other name out, here's what sticks with Don Imus. And here's the bad part about it. Imus referred to the ladies of the UConn basketball team, you may remember this,
mm-hmm.
a few years ago, as nappy-headed garden tools.
Mm-hmm.
But he was on what WABC? That was an AM station in New York. That's where he was based at. All right, so you got that Don Imus character who referred to the young ladies that way. Then you had Rush Limbaugh, who was such an ultra-conservative that really just constantly pressed the envelope or pressed the buttons. Here's another name. Larry King. These are all broadcasters that I feel single-handedly maintained or resurrected the AM band. Now, if you are someone who grew up in our industry, well, that meant something to you if you were able to figure out how to keep the AM band alive. Those are three names, even though they're controversial, and you know, a lot of our audience didn't embrace them, still don't embrace them, and probably don't like that I'm mentioning them right now. But those three guys pretty much resurrected and maintained the AM band. Well, you flip that over to the television side and talk about how there were a couple of TV shows that launched and maintained networks that allowed cable to kind of expand into the mainstream arena. The TV show Cops, the TV show Married with Children, you know, those are the shows that were on the Fox television network that helped launch that business.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, those are things that, you know, most of the listeners, you know, they don't really do a deep dive into that part of it, all the way into it.
Right.
All right, well, let me see if I can clean it up a little bit and say Tom Joyner, Steve Harvey. You know, you talk about the guy who's here now, Rick Party. You know, these guys are, you know, single-handedly maintaining the radio spectrum, for lack of a better way of putting it. You know, that Tom Joyner was the man. He figured it out. Mm-hmm. You know, he figured out how to hold on to the community, to serve the community. You know, talk about health. Talk about politics. Talk about the things that drove our community. And he's doing that. And I tell you, he was so dominant for so long, the others really couldn't expand until he decided to retire for
That's
whatever
right.
reason. You know, he owned it. It was his. And fortunately, you know, now that, you know, he's elected to retire, people like Steve Harvey, Ricky Smiley, and Rick Carty, you know, they can expand. But it wasn't until Tom decided to pass the baton.
That's right.
Oh, gosh.
That's
so,
right.
And what I see that's going to happen is that there will be a cycle. It will cycle back around. We will figure out how to serve the community and satisfy the needs of the audience and be able to continue to do business. Like the very nice young lady and people you had on last week on Raising the Sun. What they're doing with the new Beaver the Bay, it's really, what's the best way to put it? They're taking the challenge. They're taking the big step of doing what the public companies can't do. They can't do what the new Beat of the Bay is going to do and what they're doing right now. They can't do it. So, my hat's off to them and what they continue to do. I mean, they lined up a complete team and staff. They got a direction. They got a focus. They got a plan. And, you know, I'm really excited for what they're trying. I'm very excited for what they're actually doing. And, you know, I'm so excited for us as people here in Mobile to be a part of it on the ground floor.
That's
right. So that's business.
Absolutely.
And being able to convert that business into something that's effective for advertisers and provides the types, you know, the responses and the results that advertisers look for when they invest in those organizations. You know, that's where the value lies now.
That's right. That's and with you bringing that up, that brings me to something else that I want to tap into, because we're going to come across the top of the hour, and you bringing that up, there's a lot of podcasting going on right now. There's a lot of 365 radio, a lot of internet radio trying to pop up. There's a lot of things changing in the market right now. A lot of people curious about how to get into these different type of fields that is going on. And I want to talk about that when we come out. I want to go into the top of the hour, but I really want to talk about that because we have a lot of, see, this show is targeted for, well, you know what it's targeted for. I'm putting this to the audience, not saying it to you, but you know, trying to open the door in the atmosphere to something different out here, because you know, once you get to start hearing one sound, seeing one thing, people's mindset starts traveling towards that, and they lose focus on what's music is really all about. What we as a people have to do with music, and you know what I'm saying, the history of the music and the scene of music, and you know, just being able to put it out there. And I want to bring something up too. But it is by grace. It is no longer on the basis of works. Otherwise, grace would no longer be grace. So you say it's about that grace, and it's something because Romans 11:6, what I just read, say it is no longer on the basis of works. So, you know, your faith leads to your grace, actually. You got to have faith to believe in order to receive his grace. And there's a lot, man, that has to go on. I want to talk about that. Everybody listening to Mr. Jeffrey Hedgman, our special guest executive on Raising the Sound for this Sunday afternoon. We're not going to keep Mr. Hedgman long, but this is a great conversation, y'all. I don't know about y'all. I'm enjoying it. Been around this man, and I'm still learning. So, hey, get involved in the conversation, 858-357-9137. Breaking Chains, Raising the Sound right here on YAT Radio.
Feel the touch, yeah, of devotion.
You're listening to Breaking Chains, Raising the Sound on YAT Radio.
Well, I tell you, this is something just funny happened. Welcome back to the show, Raising the Sound. What's up with you, Pastor Ryle? Our very special guest executive today, Mr. Jeffrey Hedgman. Listen to this one here, Mr. Hedgman. Sitting here, and all of a sudden, you know, you're on the air, and all of a sudden your airwaves just go out, and you just lose everything. Everything shuts down for a minute. That's what just happened. So, you know, it's good to always have a backup. You always have a backup system. Always have a backup system. Whole studio just shut down. Lights went out, everything. So, but anyway,
oh my goodness.
Let's move on. So I asked you before we went into the break about that and about what is going on. And, you know, that threw me off right there with the power going out. But, you know, we are at a place right now in between music and radio and everything that's going on. Let's talk about that for a second, because I'm just a little baffled right now trying to get my stuff back together. So, Mr. Hedgman, can you just jump in there for a second and help me out for a minute here?
Well, you know, if I use myself as an example, I think that I was blessed with not just the ability to hear, but to listen. And when I hear it, then it strikes something within me. And I guess that's the way it happens for artists as well. A couple of people you exposed me to, I think you had a gentleman on a few weeks back. Gosh, I can't remember the title of the song, but he talked about, you know, how he was in the streets and how he was strapped. And, you know, but the song had a message. And I think it affected, or it had the ability to affect people. All right, and then you exposed me to another young lady who had another song. Again, the point is that when you hear it, you'll know. And that's the way the other successful established artists have been. When they hear it, they already know. You know, when, and I always use this as an example, when Matthew Knowles heard Destiny's Child and he heard his daughter Beyonce, he knew. When Joe Jackson heard the Jackson 5, but he heard Michael, he knew. And that's the way it is, and that's the way it's going to be moving forward. You know, artists, when you figure it out, you'll know. And earlier in the show, I was saying that, you know, you have the knowledge, you have the ability, you have the creativity, you have the support even. But until you can actually execute, you know, that's what's going to make the difference. When you figure out how to execute what it is that you're bringing to the table. And it gets so exciting after you figure it out, you know, then nothing else will really matter. You'll just be blowing the doors off of it at that point. I look forward to continuously modifying whatever our plans are. You know, I have another little saying that I say, and that is every 10 minutes or so, we're all presented with a whole new set of circumstances. So it's the individuals who can figure out how to navigate through that process. Those are the individuals who are going to be successful. And you touched on it, Reverend Rock. you talked about the faith. You know, you've got to have the faith to be able to push forward. You've got to have the level of confidence and the faith to understand, you know, what it is that you're saying. And then all of a sudden, here comes that execution word again. You got to be able to execute. And it'll all fall into place at that point. You know, you and I have worked on some things over the year. And one of the funniest things in the world that I still tell people about, you know, here I am. This may be 10, 15. What year was that, Reverend Rod? 10, 15 years back. You know, I just happened to be in Los Angeles, you know, strolling down Venice Beach, you know, with my sister. And then all of a sudden, somebody yells out of the crowd, "Jeff Hedges! Jeff Hedges!" And my sister looks at me and says, "Who knows you're here?" And, all right, well, you know, you think L.A. is a big market. You know, let's keep it dirty down in the South. I'm walking in the French Quarter, you know, at 2 in the morning or something, like, Jeff Hedges. You know, and here comes this guy with a microphone and the earphones on, and he's conducting interviews in the middle of the French Quarter. And, but we are all doing, you know, what we were put here to do. And you know, when you figure it out, you know, I mean, it's no longer a job at that point. You know, you're out here having fun. Just like me sitting down talking to you this afternoon and talking to your listeners and helping you raise the sound. You know, when you asked me to do that little voiceover clip, you know, I didn't have a clue as to what I was doing. I just did it, you know. But you know, after I started listening to the show and how you engage the different sectors and the different people about what they do, you know, it all makes sense. And it comes down to, you know, determining what your space is, or the way they say it, staying in your lane, or what is your lane, or what is your niche. When you figure it out, you'll know. But you gotta keep doing it. You know, don't let anything, you know, break your faith. You gotta remain faithful to what you're doing. You know, if you believe, then it'll happen. If you believe. If you don't believe, you just spin it. But you gotta believe.
Yeah, that's good. Now that's good right there, Ms. Hedgman. Thank you for telling the listeners that. Because that's something that I think a lot of people miss out on, is they lack in their faith. They don't have enough people telling them, "Hey, you can do this." You know what I'm saying? You can really do this if you put your heart to it. Forget, people say put your mind to it. You got to put your heart in it. If your heart ain't in it, it ain't going to happen. You know what I'm saying? You know, because that's where your grace comes from your heart. Mr. Hedgman talked about that grace since the show started. Mr. Hedgman, what do you say to the podcasters out there?
Man, I say do it. I kind of warn you a little bit, but I say do it, but I warn you a little bit. Remember, it took 25 years for cable, you know, from the 70s. But it's a lot easier now since the technology, you know, has caught up and surpassed. You know, what am I talking about? Technology. Let's take it even further. The artificial intelligence now, it can support, you know, what you're doing with podcasts. And now it comes down to the way you market yourself and the way you present it to the audience. And I still have customers, you know, as a media consultant, you know, I kind of keep it old school to the point where I say, listen, you've got to kind of win in your own backyard first. So even though you're broadcasting on the world wide web all over the world, you kind of need to own your slice in your own market first. So, you know, get it hot in your own individual market or the markets that you've been exposed to before. And how do I, you'll understand what I'm saying. You know, if you broadcast in Mobile and in New Orleans and in Montgomery and in Birmingham, and you now have a podcast, well, the first places would be New Orleans, Mobile, Montgomery, and Birmingham that I would, you know, put my emphasis on as far as exposing the podcast. And also take full advantage. I mean, TikTok this thing to death. You know, all of these new emerging platforms that have come around, and they've come around, and they're, some of them are still here, and some of them have gone the MySpace way. You know, they don't last forever, but the ones that, you know, gravitate and modify the business plans like what I've had to do, you know, it's no longer the push of trying to acquire terrestrial radio stations. You know, the push is changing the model to be able to help artists, music, be able to penetrate the different markets in order to get their music exposed. Just yesterday, I took on a new customer who's involved in syndication, and I'll be doing a syndicated radio program. But that doesn't mean that I'll ever lose love for operating terrestrial AM or FM radio stations. That'll always be the first love, but you've got to be able to modify or adjust. That's the word. You got to be able to adjust to the changing conditions that virtually change almost every 10 minutes or so. You just got to be prepared for that.
Absolutely. That's good. Demis Hedgeman. Thank you for that. Here's my next one. I'm just wrapping up things, asking some questions that people need to know about. A lot of people are trying to do their own radio, do their own thing on the internet. You've been in media a long time. You saw when the internet really got big, when you said when that bubble burst, a lot of these folks weren't even born yet. What do you say to the people out here taking that giant step and going into broadcasting, radio, internet radio, any aspects of that market? What do you say to them today?
Well, I still say push forward, keep going. You know, look at the success that others are having and think about your plans and what you wanted to accomplish. I mean, look at this again. I keep using this as an example, the new Beat of the Bay that's right here in Mobile, Alabama. You know, that was a huge step, but they took it. And they're doing some big things with it. I've got another friend. I guess the biggest internet operation that I've seen so far is an outfit called Soul Cafe. Soul Cafe is based in New York City, and they lean towards indie independent indie soul artists. You know, the neo soul, the softer, we used to call it groovy back in the 70s, but you know, but it's a different type of sound that is not necessarily mainstream, but people love it today. You know, the India Re, or the things that you hear that, you know, the Sade's, things that we listen to that weren't mainstream but became mainstream because, oh man, this is a groove. I like this.
Well,
there's an outfit that has three different platforms that they're doing internet radio on. And they figured out how to tap into the indie artists and be able to provide them a platform to be able to get their music exposed. And, man, I'm so proud of what this guy is doing. I mean, he's out of Baton Rouge originally, and he teamed up with an investor or private equity or an investment banker, rather. And, you know, he's got the backing. It's not traditional terrestrial radio, but he found his lane. He's in his niche. And that's all we have to do is to continuously find our niche. I'm doing a program that's not a podcast, but it actually still broadcasts on terrestrial radio on a network of stations, primarily in North Mississippi, Central Alabama. And, you know, I've had the help of some great people who will not necessarily be on blast, but I do appreciate figuring things out. And I tell you, we've actually figured something out, and we're moving forward with it, and I'm so excited about it. And again, it stops being work at that point, and it's something that comes natural, and it's real easy to do.
Well, don't forget about old me. I miss radio, man. I'll be honest with you. I love me some radio. listen,
it'll be cycling back, guys. Just sit back.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. Mr. Hedgeman, this has been a very powerful show. Really, really enjoyed the knowledge that you're putting out there. So with on this tip right here now, I want you to just throw something out there that you got to get off your chest that people need to hear. Because, you know, we have great conversations, and there's a lot of knowledge down inside of you, sir. And there's some artists out there right now that are new to the markets, new to the industry, don't have a clue, then try to jump out there. Somebody then burnt them, robbed them, took the money, cheated them, lied to them, because we know that's out there. Say something to those young people, or not even just young, some people that just never followed in their dreams and want to. Can you say something to them right now, sir?
Well, the element is going to always be there. You know, everybody is not about doing the right thing, and they weren't brought up. I put it to you this way. There are still many, many people with larceny in their hearts, you know? and again, you've got to power through that and make the choices, make the informed decisions that are best suited for your success. You can't give up as you are watching how you're, you know, conducting yourself, you know, you just can't let the things that others do deter you from your focus. One of the things that I used to say when I say public radio, I mean radio controlled by Wall Street. What I would tell myself is that I would, and this topic kind of came up last week when you were conducting that interview with the young lady who had the less than perfect experience going through one of those public companies. I made up in my mind a long time ago, probably being exposed to that same public company back in the year 1999, I said I would never let anyone else determine what I was going to do with regard to my career. You know, you may have the license, you may control what you're doing now, but I'm not going to allow you to tell me that I'm not good enough, or I'm not going to be the one to stay in this business. You have to go somewhere else. I won't allow that to happen, and I've never allowed it to happen. And it doesn't look like they've allowed it to happen either. So if you are a new artist or an existing artist that can't get across the finish line or can't take it to the next level, you got to maintain that level of faith. You got to believe in what you're doing. You got to believe in your concept. You got to believe in your product. And you've got to do whatever it takes in order to take yourself to the next level, as long as you keep your faith in mind. Remember, you've got to be in a position where you're going to get the continued grace. And by doing somebody wrong, or not saying the right things, or not promoting the correct content, or not having the right message, you know, it may be temporarily working for you, but what ultimately is going to happen is that you're going to need the total grace of a man upstairs in order to be able to be the type of artist that you want to be and the successful artist. When you figure it out and you learn how to execute what you've already figured out, then that's when you'll find that faith has come to pass.
That's good. That's good, sir. Thank you very much. So what's next for Full Spectrum Broadcasting LLC?
Well, just like I was telling you, next for Full Spectrum is, you know, not giving up on the prize of terrestrial radio, even though the public companies, the combination of public Wall Street companies and those who have the licenses already have it on lock. You know, I'm just shifting. So I'm opening up the model so that I get a chance to do the things like I'm doing today with you on the internet side, the podcast side, being, you know, whoever thought that I'd be working with artists. You know, I look forward to being able to work with artists, especially a lot of the artists that come from the South and Southeast. You know, as far as the artist management side and being able to expand that part of the business, And as I was just saying to you a few moments ago, I took on a client yesterday that's syndicating a weekly program in the hip hop genre. You know, now whoever thought that OG would be messing around with the hip hop genre, but hey, you know, it's at the end of the day, it's all the same stuff. It's at the end of the day, it's still reaching out to the programmers or the operators, engaging them, putting the content in front of them, and trying to break through the barriers to get into those markets. You know, even though there are one or two or three individuals that control, you know, multiple stations, but you got to figure out what door to knock on in Atlanta or Nashville or wherever the actual genre is. You know, don't be afraid. You know, there's a new black female that's broken into the country genre. You know, and I used to, you know, and I've got a daughter that's a vocalist as well, and you know, I begged this young girl, hey, move to Nashville. You know, you want to sing? Let me tell you, there's a lot of singing going on in Nashville. It may not be what you're accustomed to singing, but let me tell you, that country genre, you know, it keeps continuing to evolve. Well, she ended up in Miami, and she's doing her neo-soul thing. So, but hey, got the faith, believing in what she's doing. And you know, I've got the other guy who does Friday night mix shows and you know, all of the things that are not traditional to terrestrial radio, like what you and I were accustomed to. But it's what's going on now. You know, if you are a mix show, nationwide mix show DJ, well, you know, you got something going, you know?
Ain't that the truth? That is the truth. Wow. But I tell you what, Mr. Hedgeman, this has been a great show, sir. Thank you for your time. I know you're busy. I really appreciate everything. It's been great knowing you all these years, sir, and being a part of your life and you being a part of mine. So it's been good friends. Say you out of Baton Rouge. I didn't tell you this, but I want to put this out there publicly because I've been tickled by it. You down there in Baton Rouge, and I just found my family on my dad's side down in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
My goodness. Some Williams folks, huh? Some Williams folks, huh?
Yes, sir. Some of those, and I don't know if you know them or not, the last name is Luck. L-U-S-K. One of my cousins will be on next week on Raising the Sound, and we'll be talking music, Brian Lusk. So he'll be here next week with me. So that's you down there in that area. So I got to finish getting to know these people and bring some names up and see who know who down there.
Man, you know, this is as we were just talking about in L.A. and in New Orleans, it's a very small world, you know, and you just never know what's going on and never know who's watching. But the main thing is that our God continues to watch over us. And that's the main thing.
Amen to that. Amen to that. As long as we keep God first, like he asked us, and say, seek God first in all of his righteousness, seek in his kingdom, everything going to be all right with us. So, sir, we really thank you for being here. I'm going to open up the phone line and see if anybody out there would like to talk to you. So let's go see if these phone lines and who's there. God bless you. Good afternoon. You're on Breaking Chains of Race and the Sound. Our special guest executive, Mr. Jeffrey Hedgeman. You got some comments, questions, like to talk to him.
You are on the air. Good afternoon. Hello.
God bless you. Talking to me, doctor?
Yes, sir. You're on the air with Mr. Jeffrey Hatchman, sir.
God bless you. This is Reverend Green, man, out of Chicago. Man, God bless you. Doctor, how you doing, man? How both of you gentlemen doing tonight?
We're doing great,
doing
sir.
Doing really
how
well.
About you?
Good. Beautiful, man. I was listening to your interview just recently. This is Reverend Green out of Chicago. I'm an artist as well. My main focus is the ministry because I got something of my own, but I am an artist, and I heard, you know, your input about Tennessee and, you know, Nashville and areas are promoting. I'm about to head to California and do some meetings up there with gentlemen, but I'm very interested in trying to promote a song. It's a gospel song. It's called Red Green, It's All For You, Lord. It's on YouTube. You can go to my website. I got a website, revgreensmusic.com. But my song is called Rev Green, It's All For You, Lord. It's got like 7,000 views on YouTube. And, you know, I've been on Reverb Nation forever and been number 10 and in the top since I've been on there. And it's been like 2-3 years. The song just has not been promoted right. If it's promoted to the gospel industry or gospel people, it'll do phenomenal. But the promoting, and I don't really know about that area of trying to get that message out. But it's a ministry behind the music that I'm doing. The music that I'm selling the music to raise funds to start my foundation to go get 500 people that's homeless on the streets. It's called Set the Captive Free Foundation. If you go to my website, RevGreensMusic.com, you can see my itinerary there laid out. It's a plan for God. I've been assigned. Y'all, I'm going to go back, and this is the end of April. Since Corona's in control, I'm going to make the move, and I need to promote that song, Mr. Henderson. I was just wondering if you could guide me in that area.
Well, I think what you're doing is correct so far, and you just got to keep doing it. You got to reach out to the different platforms. Yeah, keep doing it. You got to reach out to the different platforms, and I'm really excited about hearing about your product, and I can't wait to listen to it myself. And take advantage of all of the different emerging technologies and platforms that are out there now. You know, you mentioned that you've gotten over 7,000 YouTube hits, TikTok that thing to death. Go ahead and open up your exposure on the book and the Twitter followers and all of that business. You know, that's the way it's going on now. And
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and I'm so happy to hear, I could hear, you know, it's almost like I'm looking at you, but I can hear the level of enthusiasm behind what you're doing, and I can hear the message, about, you know, you going after the 500, you know, homeless people, and I was just telling Pastor Rod about how the two artists that he exposed me to over the last 30 days or so about, you know, how they had a message behind the music and the ministry that they were exposed to.
There you go.
So I appreciate
there
the call. Nice.
Yeah, I'm
so
not
nice
seeing it at all for fictitious. I'm singing it from my heart. I'm an anointed pastor, Reverend Green. I'm anointed minister. God has anointed me for the purpose of going back and getting them folks on the streets. And it's been in the making for 8 years. So what you're feeling is my anointing because God has given me that gift. I'm sending it to y'all now on the phone. He's given me that tool right there, y'all, so I can reach these folks and let them know the necessity of getting our kin folks off the streets, straighten our little brothers out. We can get them all, y'all, but we got to go out there and get them. And I've been assigned as general to move this charge, y'all. In April, y'all will see me all on the TV news in California. I'm gonna push the necessity of sharing this love so we can fix this thing. I'm tired of seeing us going through all of what we're going through. Young men killing, folks dying out here. Drugs, people falling apart, getting their money going crazy. Nobody understands that God is the one that loves us all, period, until we're in trouble. I'm going to change that, y'all. So I love you, man. Thank
Amen.
You for this time of sharing with you.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Reverend Green. Thank you, sir. Thank you. God bless you. We'll be looking for that prize.
Love you, man.
All right. We love you, sir. Thank you. All right, everybody. We thank you. Anybody else hanging on would like to talk to Mr. Hedgman? The line is open for you. I got all the lines open. So if anybody will like to talk to him, go ahead. Okay. Well, God bless you. We thank you for turning us on this afternoon and listening to us. Mr. Hedgman, thank you very much for taking the time out of your evening. Come and hang out with me to be my special guest executive today on Raising the Sound with Breaking Chains. Sir, this platform is here for you. Everybody, Mr. Hedgman and Full Spectrum Broadcasting will be becoming one of the sponsors of the Sunday afternoon Raising the Sound show. So you'll be able to hear, you know, a commercial. He's going to cut a commercial about Full Spectrum. So we're about to step it up a level. So, Mr. Hedgman, thank you very much, sir, once again. For coming and being a part of this show. And your voice for
thank
your drop.
You. No, no, and thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me on, man. What such a great pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Hedgman. Everybody, we're going to get ready to sign off. Before we go, we're going to play another song. I'm going to reach way back. This is a Ricky Williams original, Mr. Hedgman. Check this one out. Gonna put a smile on your face. Here's my papa, my daddy singing right here, Breaking Chains, Raising the Sound, YAT Radio.
During the course of our lives, we all at some time or another have heard someone say, patience is a virtue. Because the devil will use any ploy to toy with our joy. Quite often when we find ourselves in a quicksand pool of despair, we often forget that Jesus is always there. And everything will work out fine in His time. Ecclesiastics chapter 3. And if you're to know the mind of God, you will know about things happening only in His time. then and only then will you be able to say, Lord, please show me every day as you teaching me your way, that you do just what you say in your time. You're listening to Breaking Chains, Raising the Sound on YAT Radio.
All right. Being brought to you by the Williams Group. That was the legendary Mr. Ricky Williams. That's my daddy, y'all.
Yay.
How about that? Yeah,
I love it.
I keep that one.
I love it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Once again, Mr. Hedgman, thank you very much, sir. You have yourself a blessed evening, and we'll talk again soon. But thank you for hanging out with us on Raising the Sound and Breaking Chains, sir. Enjoy your evening.
Keep up the great work, and thank you so much.
Thank you, Mr. Hedgman. All right, everybody, just going to get ready to wrap up the show. Our Black History Tip tonight is talking about Mr. Alexander T. Augusta. Mr. Augusta attained the rank of Lieutenant Colonel during the Civil War, becoming the highest-ranking African-American officer in the U.S. military at the time. He was head surgeon and was in charge of the Freedmen's Hospital at Camp Barker near Washington, D.C. Even considering his qualifications and rank, he was paid less as an officer than white privates and endured mob violence for wearing his uniform in public. Mr. Alexander T. Augusta is our African-American soldier for tonight. Let's salute him. All right. Hey, here's our health tip for the night. Don't forget, when you get up in the morning, even when you lay down tonight before you lay it down, don't forget to stretch your muscles, do a couple of exercises, and make sure you put 64 ounces of water in your body every day. Eat your vegetables. Eat your fruit. Cut back on the fried foods. Cut back on the meat at least one day out of the week and start taking better care of yourself. All right. Let's get ourselves healthy mentally, physically, and most importantly, spiritually. Stay before God. Pray without ceasing, study the word, and show yourself approved before God and not man. All right? We'll see you tomorrow evening, 7 p.m., with a special assignment right here on Breaking Chains, YAT Radio. Love y'all, and ain't nothing you can do about it. Have yourself a blessed evening. Good day, y'all.
Oh, my people, I love you. We're family. We're family, yeah, you and me, and we'll make it through the pain, the rain, and all the trouble by ourselves. Oh, 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 oh. My people, I love you,
I love you.
We're dying,
we're dying,
they are lying. We're being shot and haunted. Why you hating me? I'm just trying to be,
I'm just trying to be.
Great as I can be,
great as I can be.
Grow with one another, living happily.
Living happily.
But you hurting me,
what you hurting me?
for peace.
Why work for peace?
Lying from Zion, I am a king, and you're a queen. We'll make it through it all, no matter what the cost. We're family, yeah, you and me. We'll make it through the pain and rain and all the suffering by ourselves. People, I love you.
I love you.
Why are we hurting?
Why are we hurting?
Not yet loving.
Not yet loving.
Not yet willing.
Why
love to all? Can you feel the grace, family? Breathe another day. Take for granted that y'all gave us all new life. But we need to learn to love each other.
Humanity.
Have a peaceful word to say.
Have a peaceful word to say.
Have a peaceful place for kids to run. Yeah, you and me, hey, we'll make it through it all.
My people, I love you.
I love you, my people. I love you, my people.
Been listening to Breaking Chains, Raising the Sound on YAT Radio, featuring the spirit-filled, soothing sound of a mind-blowing experience. Sponsored by the Williams Music Group.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the Truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.